thunder from the other side of the river, and a rush of wind sends leaves with wings to scatter, and people run for cover as though the rainwater will melt their ruffled feathers. Aimlessly, she meanders, taking shelter from the rain that pours into a high-end store, which at first she ignores before she recognizes the shapes, colors, and sizes of stones from her own homeland. She crouches to read the caption written by hand, "Healing Rock," and stands in shock at seeing the price tag 20 times higher than her leather bag. She looks around and realizes she is surrounded by pieces of her childhood, from furniture to books she'd taken for granted, and now commercialized and tainted. A ceremonial shawl, much like her mother wore, makes her heart sore to see it is no more but remade to be a bedspread. She shakes her head, then her eyes rest on a photograph perched on top of a wooden chest. "Sacred skies," it read, of the stars she'd known shining from east to west. For the first time, she sees and leaves. She found what she'd missed and kissed her life in the city goodbye. She left so long ago, stepping out to taste the night alone. She sighs in sadness at the lack of insight that everything she needed was right there. Trying to shed old skin while the new one is too thin, racing towards an unforeseen future, blindly rejecting the old culture, with foundations like quicksand, trying to find some ground to stand. With nowhere to turn to but up, she searches the sky until her eyes stop on one star no bigger than a drop. Amongst the millions, there's no difference. But she senses her soul reflected, and her spirit, so long deflated, begins to fill with the light she had waited for. The gate opens to flood her emotions and saturate the star she thought had faded.